This is KERA News. For decades, since the 1970s, women's tackle football leagues have tried to break the sport into the mainstream. The largest, the Women's Football Alliance, has found moderate success since it launched 10 years ago. But this year, a new Dallas-based league, the Women's National Football Conference, thinks it has what it takes to push the sport to the next level. This first season, the league had 15 teams across the country. KERA's Miguel Perez visited the North Texas team's last practice before the league's first-ever championship game.
It's Sunday morning at Colleyville Heritage High School, and the women of the Texas Elite Spartans are running drills. Head coach Odessa Jenkins reviews plays from the sidelines.
I feel really good. I feel like my players are prepared. And as long as my players are prepared, I bet on them.
She doesn't just coach the Spartans. She's also co-founder of the entire league. Jenkins launched the National Women's Football Conference earlier this year with currency trader Bryant Sawal. Their goal? To build the strongest audience for 11-on-11 women's football the country's ever seen.
The fact that we played the sport for 60 years, there's been 30 leagues, and the leagues don't take themselves seriously. Women playing in different helmets, bad graphics, bad marketing, no financial investment for us from us in our own sport. But that time is over.
Jenkins says the first step is to whittle the sport down to its best athletes. And that means getting rid of the pay-to-play model. All the women at practice today have jobs. There are doctors, students, teachers. Most leagues would make them pick up the costs of playing.
When we have away games, we're having to pay for our hotels, pay for our food.
Brittany Bushman is the Spartans' quarterback.
Any other additional equipment that you might want to play with, you have to furnish yourself.
Before the WNFC, Bushman says she invested thousands playing for other teams. Plus,
that doesn't encompass gas money to get to and from practice.
It all adds up. Instead, Jenkins says her new league plans to cover costs and bring in revenue through corporate sponsorships. The WNFC's already inked deals with Adidas and the sports equipment company Riddell.
My business partner and I have invested in a league that is actually putting money up front to make our product look good. So there's no excuse to not point a camera at our game anymore.
Jenkins says attention from popular sports outlets is critical to the WNFC's success, especially given the deep cultural biases that have long stifled the growth of women's football. Keetra Armstrong studies gender equity in sports at the University of Michigan.
Seeing a woman in that context to be sweaty and to be aggressive, it really challenges the norms and the gender ideology that has permeated this country forever.
Armstrong says Jenkins is right. Optics matter. And the right marketing strategy could set the WNFC and the entire sport on the right path.
I mean, Nike, for example, when Nike did the advertising campaign years and years ago, like the little girl saying, if you let me play.
I will like myself more.
I'll have more self-confidence.
If you let me play sports.
If you let me play.
If you let me play.
The storyline that the media packages to frame how they're delivering women's sports has a huge impact on whether it gets the cultural legitimacy that it deserves.
Players like Brittany Bushman recognize that. And she says the key is getting more eyeballs on their games.
Because when people come and see our games, they're impressed. I mean, full pads, full contact, you know, we're busting heads. So I think the fan base is definitely there. But they want to see those hard-hitting competitive games all the time.
Spartans coach and league co-owner Odessa Jenkins believes her players deserve crowds as big as the sort NFL teams attract.
When you see my Mike linebacker play football and the way she moves side to side and the way she reads the defense, it is no different than watching Luke Kuechly do his thing.
Don't let nothing off the field.
Practice is almost over, so the Spartans huddle up. Jenkins wants to psych them up before their last game. It's easy to do when you love football as much as she does.
Football is a microcosm of life in a lot of ways. You have adversity every time you step on the field. And what does it feel like? It feels like fire in your bones. It feels like you are the gladiator of the gladiators.
Now we hit the field like all day long.
With the Women's National Football Conference, Jenkins and her Warriors are ready to charge full force into the future of tackle football. Miguel Perez, KERA News.